The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
This is Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. Each week, Wendy brings resources and information to help guide you through those next steps for your elderly parent or loved one. Now, here's Wendy Jones with this week's guest.
Good morning and welcome to Next Steps for Seniors. I'm your host, Wendy Jones. And as you all know, each and every week, our goal is really to bring you resources and information. And the reason is because we want to prepare you for tomorrow, today. And if we can't do that, who's doing it? That's what I want to know. That's why we're here. That's why this radio program exists, because we want to share as much information as we can so we are as prepared as possible for our futures. And this week, we have a guest in the studio, and we are going to be talking about Easter Seals and Morg. So there was a recent merger. It's an amazing program. But before we go into that, I want to really share with you from my heart something that's coming up soon that would mean the world to me if my radio listeners would attend. And I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to tell you what we're doing. My foundation, which we started 5 years ago, helps the forgotten middle seniors. And honestly, there's a lot of them. And when I say the forgotten middle, you're probably like, what do you mean by that? Well, Medicaid covers our low-income seniors. And if you have funds, you can afford to move into a community or pay for home care, all the expenses out of pocket. But if you fall between the gap there, we call that the forgotten middle, meaning you just don't make quite enough to pay for those services, but you make too much to qualify for the low-income programs. That is the group of people that we are trying to touch through Next Steps for Seniors Foundation. And we're having a huge event, the biggest of the year, on June 20th. So listeners, please write that day down. It is an opportunity for you to come and support, to hear, to bring awareness, to do everything that you can possibly do to support both myself, the foundation, and most importantly, our seniors. So June 20th, M1 Concourse is where the event is. You can call my office to get a ticket. Yes, there is a cost, but you get dinner, you get drinks, you have activities available. There's going to be a simulator. There's going to be a little race car track that you can do like on your own individually. And then there's a real race car track in the back where you can drive with a driver. So we're talking an experience of a lifetime. Not many people have been to the M1 concourse. And if you have, you will remember it, let me tell you. So please call the office to order your tickets, 248-651-5010. This is going to be an experience that you will not forget. So please do that today. If you could, tickets are $225. Yes, I know I told you they're not cheap. However, like I mentioned, you have a, an entire evening of fun, and it starts at 5 p.m. So we would love to see you there. We would love you to support our foundation, and most importantly, our seniors, and you're going to hear personal testimonies from seniors that we've been able to affect. So get in on the ground floor, be part of this movement, knowing that you're making the difference in somebody's life today. So thank you for that. I had to share it. It's big on my heart. And besides, I would love to meet each and every one of you because I'll be standing at the front door excited to meet you. So let me move on to our guest today, and I'm excited to have him here with us. His name is Scott Shadle. He is the program manager of Adult Therapy Services. And there's been some changes, you may or may not know, and that's why he's here today, with how everyone's heard of Easter Seals. I know that. And Mork, M-O-R-C, some people may not have heard of, but they recently merged. So that's why Scott is here today, to share with us about that and what he is doing with Adult Therapy Service and how it can help you. So good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Wendy.
Thank you for listening through my whole thing about the gala, and I'm sure you're going to be there.
Oh, you know, it sounds like a great event. It really does.
And it's for a great cause.
Yes,
that's the most important thing.
Yep.
Yes. So, Scott, share with us a little bit how this merger happened. And you know, I'm very familiar with Easter Seals, but not as much with Mork. And maybe you can explain that to our listeners, too.
Well, Easter Seals and Mork officially merged in October of 22. And so we are continuing to work through the integration of both organizations. But what it basically does is gives us the ability to provide a wide array of services for the community. Our ability to provide mental health and substance use disorder therapy, work with the intellectual and developmentally disabled population, work with the senior population. Again, both organizations were very large before coming together. So bringing the two organizations together really allows us to really impact a lot of people in the community.
I love it because we need help, right?
We need all the help we can get.
We need all the help we can get. So talk to us about the services, because I don't know if all of our listeners are familiar, but they probably heard the name a lot, but might not know exactly what's available and what you offer to the community.
So Easter Seals Mork, we're a nonprofit health and human service organization, and we've been around, both organizations have been around a long time. So we have over 100 years of experience in the leadership and behavioral health field. And basically, we provide a comprehensive array of support services to help children and adults with mental illness, physical and developmental disabilities, and or special needs, as well as their families, too. So we provide, we're very supportive of the families and provide those support services for the families as well as the individuals. A sample of some of our services, again, we provide mental health services, we provide substance use disorder services, we provide autism spectrum disorder services, long-term care services for individuals with developmental disabilities, services for the military and veterans also, where we provide those services as well. And then, the services for the senior population that we'll be talking about more specifically, I imagine, in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And who's eligible to participate?
We provide services for all ages, so from children all the way through the senior population. And we work with all types of insurance organizations. So if they have Medicaid, we're contracted to provide services for the Medicaid population. If they have commercial insurance, if they want to do private pay, we have contracts with all those organizations as well. And then we're also, in our substance use disorder side, we can actually work with folks who don't have insurance as well through our contract with Oakland County. So, there really is, it's kind of like a no wrong door approach, so to speak. We'll be able to work with everybody in some way, shape, or form for the most part.
And is it everywhere in Michigan?
Mostly in Southeast Michigan. So okay. We have over 30 locations in both office-based and school-based locations or facilities. And we're throughout Southeast Michigan. So most and Southwest Michigan. So we have like Grand Rapids, we have Flint, we have other organizations outside the Metro Detroit area as well.
So we could go on your website probably and get a list of those 30 locations in Southeast Michigan.
By all means, yep.
Okay. And you're out of, is it the Pontiac location?
I'm at the Pontiac and Southfield location. So okay. I oversee the therapy services for both those locations.
Okay.
And then we have offices in Auburn Hills. We have offices in Wald Lake, Waterford, multiple offices in Southfield. So again, it's a wide array of services that we provide for all ages.
So Scott's a busy guy.
I don't do all of it, but I do some of it. But certainly we're all very busy.
Well, and we're blessed to have you here sharing your services, because this is the best way, right? To get more people aware and into the communities and into the locations that you have available, utilizing the services that you have.
Yeah,
no, that's excellent.
We appreciate the opportunity to share our services and share about our organization.
So I have a heart for seniors, as you know.
By all means.
And I'd love you to focus, if we can, on the specific services that would affect our seniors. I'm going to bring you back to mental health too, because that's a big one as well.
Uh-huh.
But let's do our seniors first.
Well, with the senior population, one of our biggest programs is our senior outreach program, and that is where we provide mental health therapy and substance use disorder therapy for the senior population. And one of the unique parts of our senior outreach program is that we provide in-home therapy services. So it isn't that they have to come to us, come to the building and find transportation. We'll go to their home environment. And that can be the private residence, that can be a nursing home facility or an assisted living facility or a rehab facility. Wherever they are, our therapists will go and meet with them there to provide those therapy services.
Okay, so let's back up for 1 second, because this is amazing. Do they just need to call the 800 number or the location nearest them? How would they get connected with who they should talk to?
Easiest way would be to call our 1-800 number,
1-800-75. Hold on. Get your pen and paper, everyone.
1-800.
Okay.
75-SEALS.
Okay, but do you know the numbers?
Not off the top of my head. That's why we have the word, so it's easier for people to remember.
Listen, we're all challenged mentally right now. But we are, in the next segment, going to have those numbers for you listeners to write down. So I do think it's important that we can see. I'm thinking of all the people that might be 80 out there that might not see the little S and the little E. But
sure.
Yeah, and me too, because my eyes are awful. But so the goal is these therapists go to the home and then give us an idea of what they're talking about or what they're saying, and how is it like a kind of a counseling type?
Yeah, exactly. So they, just like a counseling session. So they're going to go in, they're going to start with just engaging with the individual, building a rapport with that person, identifying what their specific needs are. All of our therapy services are individualized. So we look at what each person needs and what areas of focus we need to work on with them. We'll identify those goals and those objectives that they want to work on. And then we'll, continue to provide weekly or more bi-weekly, maybe individual therapy sessions within the home.
Okay. So I'm just throwing this out there as an option. So let's say someone is struggling getting food. Is that something that you could help with then, or how? What would you do in that situation?
There'd be a variety of ways we could do that. Our therapists do perform in our senior outreach program. Our therapists do some case management services, so they'll help folks with food assistance or housing assistance or medical needs or what have you. The other option too is that we can have our case managers work with this population as well, so they can be enrolled not only in senior outreach, but enrolled in case management or psychiatric services too. So that's one of the many nice things about us being such a large organization and providing so many services. It's really a team-based approach.
Right.
So we're really able to have a wide variety of people.
Okay, Scott, we got to take a quick break, but we're going to be back talking about this in just 1 minute. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors, preparing you for tomorrow, today. And our guest today is Scott Shadel from Easter Seals Morgue. And we already learned that they have merged and they're able to provide more services to our community. And today we're talking about Southeast Michigan, but Easter Seals Morgue really has done so much for our seniors. And Scott was sharing with us in the last segment about the therapy services of which you oversee. And I'm fascinated by it because the number one thing I think that I love is that you go to them.
Right.
You go to their homes. You go to the assisted living. And you're meeting with them face to face. And you're able to have conversation and find out what's going on. And these are trained professionals. So this is what you want when you're in a situation where you're not sure what to do.
Yeah, all of our therapists are master-level therapists, and they have a great deal of experience with mental health issues and substance use disorder issues. And the therapists that we have working with our seniors have knowledge with that population as well. So the whole goal of our senior outreach program is really to try to eliminate as many barriers as we can to the senior population being able to participate in therapy, because the therapy is so important. You know, a lot of them need resources, and like we talked about, food assistance or housing assistance or what have you. But so many of them just need someone to talk to, someone to engage with, someone to show that they care about them, someone to help them with, you know, isolation or depression or a variety of different issues that the senior population, you know, will experience. So,
and this service would be covered under insurance, you mentioned?
It can be covered under Medicaid. It can be covered under, if they have private insurance, whatever really insurance they have, we'll be able to provide those services.
Okay. And you said like once a week or once every other week,
right,
is the therapist can go to them.
Yep.
Which I love, because the worst part is trying to get a senior to a location.
Right.
It's difficult, number one, if they don't have a car. But number two, just driving, the time of day, traffic, all the other things you got to worry about.
Exactly. And if you have somebody that would rather get out of the house and go to the office, we can provide transportation for them to their therapy appointments. We do a lot of telehealth services right now since COVID happened. And so we provided the...
It's like the whole world opened up to this telehealth.
Exactly.
Isn't it crazy? It's like we just weren't taking advantage of some of these things that we could have.
I had no idea how to do a Zoom meeting. I had no idea what Teams was before COVID. Now it's second nature.
If you don't know it, there's a bigger problem now.
Right, exactly. You're not able to participate in any meetings or anything.
Wait a second. But the good news is, yes, you can go in person. You see a therapist in person. I love that, because
right,
I'm a personal face-to-face kind of person.
Right.
And that's why I give out our phone number. You know what? You can go online, but I'd prefer you to call my office because I want to talk to
you. Exactly. Yep, that personal connection.
And that's how you... So speaking of talking to people, can you share the phone number with our listeners of how they reach your offices at Easter Seals?
Again, it's 1-800-757-3257 or 1-800-75-SEALS.
Love it. Perfect. Thank you, Scott. So let's talk about the therapy. What are some of the things that you've heard, and I know you will kind of oversee this, as being some of the biggest hurdles, I'm going to say, that people are dealing with? Is it usually, you know, some type of depression? I mean, what are you hearing out there, just so we get an idea?
One of the biggest things, and again, especially since COVID, is really the isolation. Mm-hmm. So many folks just don't have a lot of people to connect with, whether they you know, are homebound, or they just don't have a lot of social interaction, ability to participate in social activities. So a lot of it is that isolation and that depression that goes along with it. One of the other things of our program that has become so important to our participants is our Seniors Helping Seniors support group, which really started out more of like an educational group. You know, well, we're going to we'll provide all the, you know, this education on grief and loss, on empty nest in you know, kids moving out, and
are you talking to me right now? Anyway, that's where I'm at. But yes.
So you know, our initial plan was to provide education. Well, what this group eventually kind of became was more just of a support group. And it was really, for a lot of our participants, the only social interaction and one of the few social interactions they had each week. So it became extremely important to them, to the point where if a therapist wanted to take a week off, just as a vacation, like they are obviously able to do, they didn't want to cancel the group. They either wanted to continue it on their own, or have somebody, another therapist facilitate the group. So it wasn't okay with them, you know, to not have the group for that week.
So was it in person or was this on Zoom?
That's more of a virtual one.
Virtual.
Okay. We obviously can't go into everybody's home and do a group or whatever.
I didn't know if they all came to your location.
They
in
can.
Pontiac.
Okay. Yeah, all of our groups are hybrid. So all of our groups are in person. If someone wants to come and participate in a group in person, they can. All of them are on Zoom as well. and so they can participate virtually. And then we just set up our room where we have cameras that you can see the whole room, and the speakers are hooked up in the room so everybody can participate easily.
This is great.
Yeah. This is great.
And this was weekly they were doing this?
This Seniors Helping Seniors group support group is weekly, yeah.
Okay. Well, listeners, if you're isolated, if you're lonely, if you need a friend, you need to call them because the Seniors Helping Seniors sounds like a phenomenal answer to that. And is it like an hour long? How long are they on
the sessions
together?
Are usually 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And their support group is an hour.
Okay.
Hour
and
to
is
an hour
it interactive? Like people are talking to each other?
Yeah, they built a relationship. So a lot of these folks have built personal relationships with each other in the support group. And then they're doing social activities outside the support group. So it's extending past that hour to an hour and a half a week of the support group when they're actually building their own relationships with each other.
So I have a story, listeners, and this is a true story. I had a gentleman call my office. Oh, goodness. It was probably 5 years ago now. His sweet wife needed help, and we helped her find an assisted living. And I'm going to say she was alive for maybe a year, and then she passed away. And he volunteered for our foundation for the next 3 years. I mean, just always involved, doing lots of things with us. And he started, and I don't know if it was this exact group, but he started something just like you're talking about. And he was lonely and depressed. And of course, his wife of, 60 years is gone. And I would say he was in this group for almost a year. And he called me and he said, I'd like to take you to lunch. He said, oh, can I bring my friend? I'm like, sure. So sure enough, the sweet lady that he met at the support group and him are having lunch with me. And this was just recently. So I'm not saying this will happen for everybody, but this is a real life story that took place because of something like this, a service that you're providing, connecting people with people.
Right.
Because this is what they need when they're lonely.
Exactly.
I love the seniors program you're doing. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. It's a wonderful program, and our therapists who work in that program are very passionate about the population. So they really are focused on doing whatever they can do to help provide whatever resources and support that those folks need.
And so when I asked before, I know you said one of the biggest things that you hear is about, isolation. What are some of the other things that you run into, your therapists? I mean, is it social determinants of health? I mean, is it a lot of that where there are transportation issues, food issues? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. A lot of resources, which is why the ability to, not only have a therapist do some case management needs, but also have an actual case manager be able to do those resources because they're really the experts. Our therapists have a lot of knowledge about resources out there, but the case managers at Easter Seals Mork are really the ones that have, that do it every day. So they have all the knowledge in the world about, again, housing resources, food resources, medical assistance, and getting people set up with whatever needs that they have at that time. And those needs might change over time. We're in the beginning, they need just somewhere to live. And then once they get stabilized there, now they need more services. Or they might, the other nice thing is they can come into Easter Seals Mork, again, with that kind of no wrong door approach. They can come in for case management needs. And then as they get more stable with their housing or whatever those needs are, now it becomes known that, well, they're really kind of depressed or they're struggling with a lot of anxiety. And so, they can be enrolled in the senior outreach program, while they've been enrolled in other services. So they can call us and get right into the senior outreach program, or they can be an existing individual in our services. And then those needs are identified so they can be moved into that program as well.
So what I appreciate is the knowledge base that you're providing for everybody. And Next Steps for Seniors partners with Easter Seals on the housing component because this is our specialty, right?
Exactly.
So you have different partners throughout the entire community if someone specializes in food or clothing or whatever. Okay, so this is why if you call the one number at Easter Seals, and I'll give that to you one more time, it's 1-800-757-3257. And then I'm sure you go through some type of intake process.
Exactly. They'll meet with an intake therapist who will identify what those specific needs are. So do they need case management services? Do they need therapy services? Is the senior outreach program the best fit for them? Or are these services over here the best fit for them? We provide psychiatric services as well. So they'll be able to meet with a psychiatrist and you know, if they need any kind of psychotropic medications or anything.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. You're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors, preparing you for tomorrow, today. And our goal, as you've heard in the first two segments, is really just to help educate you on some of the community services available through Easter Seals Morgue. And we have Scott Shadle with us here today, who is a manager of those therapists. And we've already talked about some stories, but there is so much help that you can get through this organization, especially in this area. And I feel like if you are struggling, and let me just throw out a couple scenarios. If you cry a lot, if you're sad a lot, if you're alone in your house a lot and you're sitting a lot, watching TV all the time, if you aren't sure about getting food or where your next meal's coming from, these are all situations that I would say pick up the phone and call Easter Seals.
Exactly.
If you've recently lost a spouse, or you've recently realized you can't drive anymore, or you've lost your car. If you're living in an apartment, like, right, Scott, these are all situations that you would be able to step in and say, hey, we're here for you.
Exactly. And that's, you know, when they call us and we schedule that intake appointment, that's really what the intake therapist will do, is they'll go over everything that's going on in their life and what they're struggling with, what their needs are, what they, and especially what they want. That's the most important thing, is what is it each individual person wants out of our services? So we might say you need A, B, C, and D, and they, well, I don't want that and I don't want that. Okay, that's fine. Then we'll provide these specific services. So they're not forced to participate in anything. If they don't want to participate in therapy services, they don't have to. If they don't want to participate in case management services, they don't have to. If they don't want to take medications, they don't have to. But those services are available, and we'll get them set up with all those services. So it's really, you know, it's an individualized, you know, plan that we come up with each person to really identify what is it specifically they need and what do they want. And then we'll provide, you know, we'll either provide those services specifically
or connect them with the people that can,
with the community.
So for example, we talked about food briefly in the first segment. So let's just talk about food for a second. So listeners, we know there's Meals on Wheels out there.
Right.
And many of our senior centers have Meals on Wheels, but maybe you just don't know how to connect yourself to that.
Right.
That would be something you would do to help them.
Yep. Or we could find food shelters that are available, or we could help people get food assistance, you know, and bridge cards and those kind of things. So it really, because it all depends on what each individual person's situation is. You know, if they have, you know, kind of like you were talking about in the very beginning, if they have too much money, you know, too much money or too much resources or not enough resources, you know, this is, you know, that's, they can get this, but they can't get that.
You tailor it specific to the person.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, like you said, not everybody's knowledgeable about all those things. And it's not easy to navigate through all the hoops that you have to go through sometimes to be able to get the assistance that you need. Our folks can help with that. And our folks can help manage through that process.
So I have one more story.
Sure.
I have lots of stories.
Stories are great.
So I have a woman who, this is just an interesting situation, who inherited some money. And her daughter, who is the power of attorney, has her in a community, a memory care community. And I had a full conversation with this woman, and she is not a memory care candidate. So there's a lot. So the assets were frozen. The daughter took all the furniture. Like, this is a really bad situation. Mm. So this poor woman, we are trying to help her get into a different place that would be more appropriate placement for her. But she has no furniture. Nothing.
Wow.
Zero. Everything was sold by the daughter, who, of course, she's not speaking to now. But these are the things that happen that we hear every single day.
Right.
And it just breaks your heart. So we're doing everything we can, our foundation, to help with the housing component. But her assets are frozen. She's like, Wendy, I'll repay everybody that helps me as soon as I get, like, the attorneys and everything resolved. But isn't this crazy?
Well, that is. And how complicated of a situation is that for one person to try to figure out on
her own? She's 93.
Right. So that's, you know, that's why.
Yeah, yeah, all by herself. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. That's
so great. I might even have one of your therapists go as we're talking. I was like, wait a minute. But yes, yeah, so these are the things that could happen. These are real stories that you would be able to step in and say, hey, you know what? We'll see if we have a resource for furniture.
Right. Yeah.
Or let's talk to her and have a conversation and make sure she's okay, because she's been through a lot.
Well, that's it.
Emotionally, you know, with family members, for heaven's sake.
Well, that's, the amount of betrayal in that, I imagine. It's a really a traumatic event that she's going through now with her daughter doing that to her. So, you know, that's where the therapy can help out as well. And again, it can be individual or group. Maybe she just needs, she would like, doesn't necessarily want to talk to somebody one-on-one, but a group sounds good, where I can go and just kind of share things with people and connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
So those services are available. And again, it goes down to what their needs are and what their wants are.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. And I love that you offer all of that. Let's switch gears to our military and our veterans. I know you mentioned that you have some services for them. Share with us a little bit about that.
We work with the veteran population, and we're able to provide, again, our mental health services, so case management, psychiatric services, therapy, with the veteran population. And we have a lot of resources available to us for us to connect with and work with. Oakland Community Health Network has a veteran navigator, for example, that is has a lot of knowledge and expertise in veteran services. And it's really a area that we as an organization are really focusing on and trying to increase our services to that population, because it's such another very population that really needs those services and has a lot of needs and needs a lot of support.
Well, first, I'd like to thank any veteran who is listening, anyone
means.
Who's currently serving or has served in our military in any way, shape, or form. Thank you for your dedication and your commitment to our country. I do not take that for granted. And second, I'd like to say that there is a benefit called aid and attendance to our veterans, and it is for care specifically as you age. So if you get into a situation and you are spending more than what you're making, and you were a veteran of any sort, so people are like, oh, I wasn't a veteran. Well, let me tell you, if you served in the Army, Air Force, Navy, National Guard, any type of service to our country, you are a veteran. Now, you need to have served during a wartime and be honorably discharged in order to take advantage of this, but it's up to $2,000 a month. I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And why not take advantage of that? So you could call Easter Seals, for example, and just see if they can connect you to the right resource to get the aid in attendance, just so you know that's what it's called. Listeners, ask, say, hey, I'm looking for this benefit. You know, I'm aging. I need some help, you know, even if it's just food service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's things that they will pay for care. If you can't take a shower by yourself, if you're having a hard time taking your medications, you know, these are the things that this benefit is there for.
Right.
Because That's you great. Served our country, right?
Right. Well
so
deserved.
I love that you're focusing also on the veterans and our military. So thank you for doing that. And mental health is another big one.
Right.
And so when you say any age, so if someone's listening right now and they're 50 and they're struggling mentally, you can help them too.
We can help
them. It's not just a senior.
Exactly. Our senior outreach program is for folks who are 60 years and older, but we provide a wide variety of therapy services to all ages. Again, children, families, and adults. And so we're able to provide, you know, we provide general therapy services. We provide services for folks who have diagnoses of severe mental illness, like schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder, mild and moderate diagnoses with depression, anxiety, and PTSD is another big one, and trauma. Trauma is a huge aspect of therapy, and there's a lot of evidence-based practices that our therapists are knowledgeable about as well, like EMDR and prolonged exposure therapy and all those.
Okay, wait, what's EMDR?
It's a specific, I'm not personally trained in it, but a specific practice in regards to working with folks through traumatic experiences. So there's a specific way that the therapist interacts with them, and it has to do with eye movement and really kind of, I believe it's kind of like, you know, not in a medical term, but rewiring the brain, so to speak.
Wow.
And really helping them
looking at situations like the brain, like the way things are working through in their mentally.
Right. And really help to really deal with that traumatic event. So it doesn't have so much of an impact on them today.
Well, my goodness, you must be busy because the entire world went through a traumatic event for a few years.
By all means.
So this is definitely an instance where you could call your office and get some assistance. What are the hours? Is it Monday through Friday?
It's Monday through, for therapy services, it's Monday through Friday, basically 9 to 5. Our Southfield location is open until 7 on Tuesdays, and Pontiac is open until 7 on Mondays. But you know, we're as flexible as we can be in regards to seeing people. So we know a lot of people have jobs, obviously, and they work a 9-to-5 job, so they can't see a therapist till after 5 o'clock. So, that's one of the many benefits of the virtual aspect. So, we're not in the office, after 5 o'clock, but a therapist can do a virtual session with somebody after 5 o'clock. So, if we need to do that, our therapists are flexible, with that schedule as well.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm going to give you that number one more time, listeners. It's 1-800-757-3257. And again, you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. I wanted to share with you our website for the foundation, which is NextStepsNumber4SeniorsFoundation.org. And that's another place that you can purchase your tickets to our annual gala on June 20th to support our seniors. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors, preparing you for tomorrow today. And we are here today with Scott Shadle, and what a wealth of knowledge when it comes to Easter Seals Morgue. I wanted to share, mental illness can be acute or chronic, and are diagnosable conditions that affect an individual's emotional, psychological, and social well-being, and often their behavior. These conditions include depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, and mood or personality disorders. And Scott is going to share some statistics with us because, listeners, number one, you're not alone. If Correct. You have any of what I just said, you are not alone.
Not by any means, and that's one of the most important messages we can get across to people is that they are not alone. There are many people that struggle with the same issues and have the same feelings and the same emotions that anybody listening out there today has. So nobody is alone in that situation. There was a 2019 University of Michigan study that found that 34% of adults aged 50 to 80 years reported feeling lonely. So 34%, one third of adults 50 to 80. And then it also found out that about 42% of U.S. adults live alone. So that's almost half.
And who would have thought of that? I never, you don't really think about how many people do live alone.
Right.
Almost half.
And that was, obviously it's a hard thing now, but the biggest thing was during COVID-19 and the isolation that everybody felt.
All those people that were alone.
Right. Exactly. Cause it was hard enough if you were living with a family, but imagine living alone and not being able to see anybody for months,
years for heaven's sake.
And yes. And folks who have pre-existing medical conditions. I mean, that's the other aspect of it too. It's one thing to be a healthy person living alone. It's another thing to have pre-existing medical conditions that wouldn't allow you to even be around people for however long that was. So that was a really hard time for a lot of people back then. But back to the adults living alone, 60% of those folks reported feeling a lack of companionship and 41% felt isolated. So over half felt a lack of compassion and almost half felt isolated. And then 28% of people who reported feeling lonely ranked their health as either fair or poor, in contrast to the 13% who rarely felt socially isolated. So the more isolated they felt, the more likely they were to rank their health or feel fair or poor or feel they felt less healthy than folks who rarely felt isolated.
Well, and it affects your mental status. So I could see how after enough time goes by, if you're that lonely,
sure,
it's hard to get out of that.
Right.
And listeners, that's why I want you to know a couple things. I guess number one, you might be thinking, okay, that's me. What do I do about it? And it's hard to make the call, but why not make the call?
Right.
What do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Because you call Easter Seals, the 1-800-757-3257. You go through the proper intake. You talk about the outreach program. You get connected with a therapist. And if a therapist is talking, so let's kind of talk through this a little bit, Scott. If a therapist is meeting with someone and sees signs of depression, what would their next step be?
Well, the first thing we would do is we would assess the severity of that depression. So, you know, is it something that's severe and something that somebody might be having, you know, thoughts of, you know, not wanting to be here anymore, or, you know, just at a point where there may be, you know, a danger to themselves. In that case, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do to get that additional support. And you know, kind of assess what is the best environment for them at that moment. Again, we provide psychiatric services, so we're able to get them an appointment with one of our psychiatrists who would do a psychiatric evaluation and then determine if any kind of medications are appropriate. And those there's a wide variety of medications.
There's a lot of psychotropic, yes.
Exactly. Meds. And so, you know, we go through and looking at what is appropriate for each individual person. And our psychiatrists then meet with them on a regular basis. If they prescribe a medication, we're going to meet with them on a regular basis to evaluate how that's going. So, you know, are they having side effects? Are they feeling, you know, less depressed, for example, or what have you? And working with the team that's working with that individual too. So the psychiatrist, you know, puts them on a medication, and 2 weeks later they start feeling some side effects or what have you. They can, you know, communicate that to their therapist or their case manager, who's going to go to the psychiatrist and communicate that to them. Because we know the individual is not going to be able to call the psychiatrist and talk to them right off the bat, but our therapist and our case manager has access to those folks. And they can then talk amongst themselves and provide, you know, come up with another plan. We'll increase the medication. We'll switch them and we'll put them onto this medication. Let's get them in, see me tomorrow so I can reevaluate them and put them on a, you know, different medication. So we have a lot of flexibility to be able to provide those services. Sometimes fairly quickly.
And you have a team. That's what I like too.
Right.
Because now you've got a case manager on it, you have a therapist on it, and you have a, you know,
right, because we don't really provide med-only services, because it's really not the best course of treatment. So, you know, we're not going to have somebody just see a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. We're going to have them, you know, meet with a therapist or meet with a case manager, having somebody who is working with them on a consistent basis,
right,
checking in with them on a consistent basis, helping them with these things. And again, if the depression is severe, but now the depression isn't so severe, now maybe we can work on other things.
Exactly. You know, and other things start coming up. And this is why, you know, our foundation, like we talked about before, meets the basic need first.
Right.
Because if you don't have food on your table and you don't have, how are you even going to get to the next space?
Right.
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 So I think it's important, really important what you're doing. And I love all the things that you're talking about. So listeners, let's just be real for the next, we got 4 minutes left in this program. Let's be real about where we are mentally. You know, as we age, it's not easy to deal with. It's a challenge. I got a secret. Every single one of us goes through the same things.
By all means.
So, you know, you're not able to do the things that you used to do. And you don't give up. You don't stop doing them. You keep doing them in small doses. I mean, if you want to keep walking, then you walk a mile instead of 5 miles. You know, whatever it is, we continue to press on and persevere. And if there's one thing that our seniors taught us over COVID, is they are a mighty strong group.
Yep.
Because I have seen seniors persevere like I've never seen anyone persevere before, and they did. So hats off to them. That's what I've got to say. And if you are struggling now because of some of what you've went through, this is a time to take advantage of some services that are out there for you.
Right.
And I do want to encourage you, listeners, if you are in those positions and you are struggling, why not make the call? Why not get involved in this program? The therapist, it's covered under insurance. There's right. no reason not to do it.
Correct.
So this is an opportunity to take advantage of. And all ages, which is what I love.
Right.
You have the mental health and you have the military. You have all these different facets of people. So they're helping everybody. So definitely make the call. I'm so grateful, Scott, for what you do every day and your team, because it's a difficult thing to deal with.
It is. It's, you know, for our therapists are, you know, you're talking about the senior population being resilient. Our therapists are resilient as well, because they're the ones that are really working and really hearing all these traumatic situations and people who are struggling, and the burnout rate for therapists is a real thing. And so they, you know, we really focus on as an organization too on therapists taking care of themselves and taking the time off that they need, or just, you know, taking that mental health break when it's needed. So, they have a lot of stress on them and pressure on them, but they deal with it extremely well. And the other side of it too is that we're all passionate for working with folks.
Exactly.
None of us got in the social work field or the counseling field for, you know, any other reason besides I just want to help somebody.
Yep. We care about people. You know? And one of the other things I want to mention real quickly before we close is the isolation that you mentioned. Especially if you're a senior and you feel isolated, please call our office. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you're alone in your house and you're lonely, you're isolated, you're depressed, you can be in a community, right, a retirement community with people thriving, talking, playing bingo, doing cards and euchre and all the fun stuff, having healthy meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, there is so much action in these places. It's like living on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. So to be alone and isolated when you can be living on a cruise ship, I don't understand why anybody would not want that life. And they do. They have housekeeping. They have all the supportive services. So you don't have to do – you can do what you want to do, mm-hmm, but you don't have to do the things you don't want to do.
Exactly.
And I just want to encourage you, because that is the number one reason people move into community, is because of the socialization. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people say, I don't want to go live in a home. Well, guess what? You haven't seen the homes that we have.
Oh, they're beautiful.
These places are gorgeous. I would go live in any one of them right now. So please, you know, listeners, if you are feeling any of the things we've talked about today, call Scott at Easter Seals More. Call Wendy Jones at Next Steps for Seniors. These are the things that we are here for you. Do not live the way you're living right now. I am just challenging you. There is an answer, and the answer is right in front of you listening to this radio show.
There's a lot of hope out there.
There's hope. You're listening to the Patriot FM 101.5 AM 1400. Go be blessed today.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. You can reach Wendy with any questions you have at area 248-651-5010. That's 248-651-5010. Join us again next week as Wendy provides more information and resources for those important next steps for your elderly parent or loved one.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.